Let's talk about the second coming of Christ and what it means to the saved. Jesus said in John 14, 1-3 to his disciples and to us today, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you myself, that where I am, you may be also." We call this the blessed hope, the hope of the soon coming of Christ. When we receive eternal life, when we are young again, when we are not in pain anymore, there's no crying, there's no suffering, there's youth throughout eternity. We look forward to that. But there's something more about the coming of Christ that is made plain here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Starting with verse 13, "We do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, about those who have fallen asleep, that you may not grieve as the rest do who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him," that means out of the grave, "those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord." Notice the last verse. "Therefore, comfort one another with these words." How do these words comfort us? Some people believe that in the resurrection and in eternity, that all of us individually will be there, but the relationships that we had here on earth, the intimate relationships, will not continue there. It's kind of like I see my wife Debbie in the new earth or in heaven, and I walk up to her and say, "There's something familiar about your face. Have we met before?" And she's like, "Okay, I was thinking the same thing about you." And then we try to figure that out. No, that's not what it means. It says comfort one another. What does it mean to comfort one another? It's talking in the context of death. Now, if some person dies that lives down at the end of your street, you read about it in the newspaper, you say, "Wow, this is the same street I live on. Seems like I know which house that is. I've seen that person out working their flower beds. Seemed like I said hi to them one time." Do you grieve over their loss? No. Because you don't know them, you have no relationship. Grieving is about lost relationship. So when the Bible says don't grieve as those who have no hope, and then it says the dead are going to rise, and comfort one another with these words, the comfort, the good news is, you will not only see them again, but the relationship will be restored. We grieve for lost relationship. The comfort is restored relationship. I have a whole lot more to say about families and marriage in heaven, but we don't have time in this segment. Notice what Paul says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 concerning Abraham. It says in verse 9, "By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise, for he was looking for the city that had foundations, whose architect and builder is God." It's saying that Abraham wasn't content with what is called the promised land here today. He was looking for a heavenly city. He was looking for some place built by God. He was looking for eternity. He was looking for the earth made new. Life is a whole lot like camping. We go on camping trips with high hopes. We picture just the perfect setting where we picture our tent. We don't picture a storm. We don't picture mosquitoes. We don't picture anything negative. We picture sitting around the campfire, playing a guitar and singing and just enjoying the time together. But do you know, and we've been camping a lot, been on many trips, but on trips, on camping trips specifically, one or more of those good dreams crash. Sometimes all of them do. Things do not work out the way we want them to. Life is like camping. We're looking for our heavenly home. Heaven is our home. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.